Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party. This is the people's seat.
This is the people's seat, and we will bring it back to the people of Massachusetts.
Tonight's the night. The U.S. Senate candidates, Republican Senator Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren, take the stage tonight in the first of their televised debates. Given the recent national attention, it's likely that Medicare and the federal health care reform law will be an issue tonight. In our series on issues in the Senate campaign that's been running all summer long on WBUR, we report this morning on health care policy. And we begin in Lowell, where WBUR's Martha Biebinger visited a campaign stop at a senior center.
Senator Scott Brown weaves among tables full of Friday lunch regulars waiting for today's special, pot roast.
Good to see you. We met the other day.
I'm so lucky.
The future of Medicare has been a hot topic in the news, but this crowd wants to talk about Brown's wife and daughters, the dance they'll have after lunch, and whether Brown is wearing a seatbelt while driving his signature truck in a series of campaign ads.
It is on. It is on.
Yeah, you better show it to us.
Yeah, it's on. Definitely on. Don't worry. I always wear my seatbelt.
Asked about Medicare, Brown says the focus must be on getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse.
You probably heard of the doctor down in Texas, $300 million, one person on Medicare fraud. We can reform Medicare within the system, but the message is anyone who's getting it or is about to get it should be grandmother, grandfather. They're not going to have any effect. But we need to strengthen it within the system for future generations.
Brown does not support the Romney-Ryan plan to turn Medicare into a voucher program with seniors buying coverage on their own. Nor does Warren, who says the main problem with Medicare is
the rise in health care costs. We've got to bring health care costs under control for everyone. And so the question is how we provide needed medical care for all our people at a price that we can afford.
Warren says Massachusetts is researching and testing solutions that will help guide the country. She rolls right into the example of an asthma program at Children's Hospital.
What they discovered is they could do more intensive treatment at the beginning. And for every dollar spent, they saved $1.46. They got those kids healthier. They kept them out of the hospital, fewer trips to the emergency room. And to me, there's the heart of the game.
Brown looks ahead to a political solution for rising health care costs. He does not offer details.
It's not going to be a Democrat or Republican bill. It's going to be a bipartisan, bicameral bill that the president will sign, and that's a big difference. I've been down there working together. Professor Warren, she's going to be 100% with her party, and that's not going to pass muster.
You can hear here one of the main themes of the campaign. Brown claims that Warren won't work across party lines. Warren counters that Brown is part of and can't avoid supporting Republican priorities that aren't popular in Massachusetts. But when it comes to personal experiences that have shaped the way Brown and Warren think about health care, there's a lot of common ground. Both candidates grew up in families that did not have health insurance and often could not afford basic medical care.
You know, I think everybody struggles. My mom, if you probably know, was married and divorced four times each. And mom and dad lived in 17 houses by the time I was 18. I was the guy that was out stealing food when he was 12 years old. So, of course, I know about struggles.
When I was a little girl, I can always remember my mother would put her hand on my forehead, see how hot I was, and then she'd always look up and recite how big the doctor bill was that was outstanding, and then make the calculation whether or not to call the doctor. You know, that's hard on a mom, and it's hard on a kid.
Both candidates say they are proud to live in Massachusetts, where nearly all residents have some form of health insurance. Brown voted for the insurance coverage law when he was in the state Senate, but he would repeal a similar federal law, saying it won't work in many states. Warren says it's critical to keep the federal law in place. Healthcare is a decisive issue for voters in many states, but may not be in Massachusetts, says Harvard Kennedy School professor Robert Blendon. That's because voters here are largely happy with the state's coverage law, says Blendon, which they don't see threatened by the federal election. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.